Most of us, I might imagine, hear that phrase, the Holy Family, and our instinctive reaction is something like, well, that's not my family. Have you met my family? Some of us might hear Holy Family and think, oh, you know, that's Jesus and Mary and Joseph. We intercede to them. You know, we ask them to pray for us to help us poor sinners out. Plus, they look really good on a holy card or greeting card, right? And honestly, I think all of those sentiments or reactions are true. There's nothing wrong with any of those. Our families are not perfect. And we do intercede with Jesus and Joseph. Maybe more than we need to. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me now? But I think it's not enough for us just to intercede to the Holy Family or to realize that we're not perfect. I think we have to be mindful not to stop there. And this Feast of the Holy Family and our readings remind us of the something more that's available and present for all of us. In our second reading from Colossians, St. Paul tells us, whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, more commonly in his letters, St. Paul writes about being in Christ Jesus, in the Lord. He uses that phrase well over 100 times in his letters. It's central to his understanding of what's unique about being a Christian. He writes about how he was before Christ and how everything is different. All his relationships are different now that he's in Christ. And I think we misunderstand a lot of the scripture, and we misunderstand all of our relationships, including our family, if we don't live out of this new identity of being in Christ. So when did we first come to be in Christ? When we were baptized. Right? Baptism poured the Spirit of Christ into us. And we began to be in Christ, meaning that, in one sense, we're never alone. We never act alone. We have the grace and power of Christ in us. And when we act in concert with that Spirit of Christ, then we are acting in Christ. We act in concert with the Spirit of Christ when we strive to put on. Now, think of that precisely like you're putting on beautiful clothes. St. Paul says we're pulling on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. We're putting on forgiveness and love. We're letting the peace of Christ control our hearts and being thankful. That's what it means to be a family, striving toward closeness and good relations, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, thankfulness. To be in Christ is to have both the interest to put on these good virtues and the ability to live them out. To be in Christ is to be striving not just for good relations, but virtuous relations. To be in Christ is to see relationships differently than how the world sees them. To be in the world is to see relationships from the me perspective. I want mom or dad to give me XYZ, so I'll do ABC to get what I want. Or I don't want to be lonely, so I'll make friends, or I'll get married. And the end goal is to get what I want. or to see relationships as the world sees them in terms of power, politics. But when we're in Christ, the end goal is to love and to serve the other, helping them get to God in heaven. Now keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when Colossians goes on to say, wives, be subordinate to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. This is not be subordinate as the world understands subordinate, power politics, me first, but as is proper in the Lord. Elsewhere in the gospel, the Lord Jesus says, in the world, people try to make their authority felt over the other, to put the other under my heel, under my control. But that is not what St. Paul means here in Colossians. That is condemned. Jesus says, rather, the greatest must serve the others, be subordinate to the others. The woman, who in Genesis was created last as the climax and crown of creation, and who in Christ is the image of the whole church as the bride of Christ. This woman in Christ must serve as the church is called to serve. And the husband is commanded to love as Christ loves, which is a love that's willing to suffer and die for his bride. The woman is supposed to serve because the man is supposed to suffer. And we both do both. Men must also serve and women must also suffer. But there is at times a sort of priority. Christ both served and suffered. The church both serves and suffers. But the suffering of Christ has priority. And the service of the church has priority. And circling back to the Holy Family, let's not forget what Colossians says about how the children are supposed to act in the Lord toward their parents. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing in the Lord. Again, that phrase, in the Lord, it qualifies all obedience, all service, all suffering. Children, obey, not because of how it serves you, but because it helps your parents to grow closer to God in heaven. Live your obedience in Christ. And your example will help mom and dad grow closer in Christ. Loving and suffering, serving and obeying, all in Christ, in the Lord. Now, Mary was never less than Joseph when she served him. Joseph was never without service when he loved Mary. And certainly Jesus was never without honor and dignity when he obeyed Mary and Joseph. Don't hear these words of Scripture according to the world. Hear them according to Christ. Hear them in Christ. So here's the homework for the week. Remind yourself and your family this week to be in Christ, not in the world. Tell yourself that every day. In Christ. I want to be in Christ. I want to see the world in Christ. I want to see other people in Christ. Serving, loving, suffering, and obeying as the Holy Family.